This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. The new album from Roots Rockers, The Bottle Rockets, explores technological and other changes that have occurred since the band formed in 1992. The St. Louis-based quartet appears at the Castle Theater Friday night. Drummer and band co-founder Mark Ortman told GLT the band also wanted to focus the album musically on an outlaw country sound.
Yeah, you know, the band's always had country songs on our records from the first album. But this time we really focused on it and intentionally made more of a country or an outlaw country album. We figured we'd been kind of labeled an Americana band for so long, we might as well do an Americana record.
Well, and the record BitLogic is about change, but it's also, to me, it's about, you know, dang it, we're hitting a certain age now, and we're going to talk about what that means.
Right. Well, there's a certain element of old dogs learning new tricks, as Brian says, regarding that song. But it definitely is a look at society now and coping with how to deal and with how to living in it. You know, every generation has its new frontiers and things to deal with. And we're at the stage now where we're trying to just navigate these difficult times. And society is just a whole different place right now.
Well, let's go to one of the songs on the album, and it's called Lo-Fi.
Al Green in the kitchen on the AM radio. Best bad sound that I ever did know. Scratchy and it's muddy, but it carries me through. Straight on down to Memphis in 72.
I remember I did that. My mom used to have this, write this little radio on the refrigerator of the kitchen. You could go back from back and forth from a higher tone on it or the lower tone on it. But
right. That's considered high tech at the time, right? It sounds like you and we are of the same age because we had the same thing when we were kids. You know, our mom would have the AM radio on in the kitchen while she's making dinner or a meal, whatever. And that was the music of the time. AM radio was mixed a certain way, too, where it was, the music was in mono. It was mixed to sound really good on a car radio, so it really carried well.
Now, back when I was young, the way to go was listening to records on my stereo. I was all about the quality. I was all about the tone. Now I'm happy hearing music on my telephone.
Many of us back then weren't kind of nutty about the fidelity, right? We had to have the perfect stereos, and now, as the song says, now we just listen to music through our phones.
Phones and earbuds, you know, the speakers the size of a dime or smaller, and people are satisfied. They don't know any different, so that's what they're raised on, and that's what they accept. Now, there are people out there who are audiophiles, and they have the big home system. And vinyl actually has a resurgence these days, nowhere even close to digital downloads or streaming. But the fact that they're still making really good vinyl now and reissuing that, it's encouraging.
We're talking with Mark Ortman from the Bottle Rockets at the Castle Theater on Friday night. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. You know, I hadn't thought of it this way before, but because people are listening to music through their phones, and you just said their earbuds, when you record an album, do you take that into account?
Sort of. The producer that we use is super savvy about that in modern technology. So we actually kind of combine a digital recording with some analog technology as well. But in the end, it all ends up on a digital format. Even if you make an analog recording, it'll get mixed down or mastered digitally. So there's always that break in the chain. It's never true from the field to the table, so to speak, of a true analog chain. So you have to take all that into consideration. We're not necessarily focusing on just the digital realm, but you have to kind of weigh all the options. Well, if we do this, now we'll have to do that later, one of those kind of technical recording tricks, you know.
Well, Mark Ortman with the Bottle Rockets, our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas. I like the juxtaposition of the name of the album, BitLogic, with the, and you were referencing being in, going back to outlaw country music on this album, and Bad Time to Be an Outlaw is one of the songs on the album. So you're kind of going back in time to be an outlaw while you're going forward with the bit logic of the album. But I want to play just a little bit of this song.
It's a bad time to be an outlaw. Sound, but she can afford it when shit breaks down. It's a bad time to be an outlaw.
And I know you're getting a lot of questions about some of these lyrics. Carrie Underwood don't make country sound, but she can afford when, you know, stuff breaks down. Brian Henneman has said that you don't have a beef with today's pop country stars, but you guys aren't pop country. You are alt country, you're outlaw country, and that's where your comfort zone is, right?
Yeah, more or less, I suppose. Outlaw country. That, you know, back in the day, back in the 70s, you had Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, all those guys doing it. It's kind of a different thing than it is now, because right now it's all retro if you're doing that. But we grew up on Waylon Jennings. I think that as an influence this time, and focus on it and make it more of an obvious influence. Like I said earlier, all these things have always been there in our music. It's just that this time made it obvious that those are influences.
Well, as you mentioned, Mark, this is a going back to talk about how times have changed a little bit. And when you're writing about the past on an album like this, what is it about the past that's an inspiration for this?
Well, the past always affects the future. That's just one way of looking at it. You know, yesterday affects today. It is an acknowledgement of our current state. It's a combination of taking old styles or old influences and then acknowledging them now and updating them to the moment.
All this instant information and virtual reality are clear. Vanishes as quick as it appears. You best be looking out the windshield, not the mirror, to figure out the way to go from here.
Mark Ortman with the Bottle Rockets here on GLT Sound Ideas. I'll put you on the spot. An interview about 5 years ago in No Depression, your bandmate and fellow co-founder Brian Henneman said there would be no Bottle Rockets without Mark Ortman. Well, since Brian's not here to answer the question, what does he mean by that?
Well, I think we're just too stupid to stop. I know Brian has been discouraged with the band along the way during his 25-year history, so there were times he wanted to get out. And there were times both of us thought, man, this is enough. You know, where do you draw the line? Where do you cut your losses? But neither of us at the time ever were in that place at the same time, so the band never officially broke up. And as long as I'm willing to do it, Brian means that he's willing to do it. And at this point, we're both willing to do it. So that's why the band never broke up. And that's why he said that about me, I suppose.
You guys have been together, is it 25 years now? A little bit more than that?
Yeah, over 25 now. It's been a long haul, as the Bottle Rockets.
When you guys came together, what were your dreams back then, and how have you reconciled that with how it's actually played out?
Well, you know, you have to change as you go along and adjust with reality. When you start out, you know, we wanted to be a fog hat with our name on the side of the tail of the plane, you know, the Rolling Stones would be fantastic. But when that didn't happen, you know, you recognize it and you learn along the way how to not settle for less, but to just adjust your goals with reality. And with that said, we're very happy with where we are because we love what we're doing. And when you do something original and creative, it's very limited sometimes in its scope. You know, it's not everyone may like it, so you have to find a way to find your audience and then connect with them. So we're doing what we enjoy and making a living at it, and I couldn't be happier.